Good morning. My name is Vanita Gupta. I'm a lawyer with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. LDF has actually been working in Louisiana for decades, and we believe that what's going on now, what Nick Trenacosta just described, has only been magnified by the hurricane, but in effect, the broken system existed far before Katrina ever made landfall in Louisiana. And what we're seeing now is a complete breakdown of that system, as Nick Trenacosta just described. LDF is currently representing individuals who were arrested in the aftermath of Katrina for taking food and baby diapers, for leaving town in postal trucks in order to escape after being left on their roofs for 2 to 3 days with no food, no clean water, and no possibility of rescue. These were individuals who lit pillows on fire through their roof, who cried out to the U.S. Coast Guard that they saw flying overhead for help, who were with a 75-year-old mother, a 1-year-old baby who was getting severely dehydrated. And yet, these two individuals right now that we are currently representing are currently being detained for these charges. We are hoping that justice will be meted out. There are a number of individuals in their position. These two individuals really are the tip of the iceberg of people who are currently being detained at the Hunt Correctional Facility at the Louisiana Correctional Institute for Women, who are completely without lawyers, who have not had contact with anybody in the outside world, who have not been able to tell their families where they are, who for weeks did not even know whether their family members were alive or dead, and who are currently sitting without having ever spoken to a lawyer for now 44 days since the hurricane. LDF is increasingly concerned about this access to counsel, and we're going to be continuing to investigate this problem, as Hunt Correctional Facility has now become a place for the courthouse of Orleans Parish to conduct proceedings without the ability of defense attorneys to be assigned to these individuals. LDF and Human Rights Watch just last week also conducted an investigation of widespread abuse at the Jenna facility. And the stories that we heard at that facility were an outrage and were just absolutely terrible. There is no excuse, no penological justification for the kinds of abuse that was taking place at that facility. There were people who when inmates were getting into fights, were being taken, pulled apart, beat up by 4 to 5 guards while they were in restraints and handcuffs, and being ordered to lick their blood after they had been on the floor after having been beaten by these guards. What is the penological justification for that? These were grown men who were terrified of even speaking to Human Rights Watch and the Legal Defense Fund for fear of retaliation after we left the facility. Thankfully, that facility was closed down after we publicized what was going on at that facility. But the problem remains, we don't have access to all of the facilities where Katrina evacuee detainees are being held. And one thing that was made clear to us was that the guards at Jenna were adding on with the denigration of these inmates because they were from New Orleans. There were comments made repeatedly about racial comments about comments made about the fact that they were from New Orleans, that they stank, that they needed to get all their head shaved. It was just an onslaught. And so LDF and Human Rights Watch are continuing to investigate and to follow up. We've asked for an independent investigation into why that happened. Of course, we know this isn't an isolated incident, and that is what concerns the Legal Defense Fund. I just want to add one more thing in closing. I think the picture that Nick Trenacosta painted is one of a system that is in such deep crisis. But I want to emphasize that but for lawyers, private volunteer lawyers who have been working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the ground here, like Nick, like Phyllis Mann and Alexandria, there would simply be no information from the Department of Corrections about those who actually needed to have been released 45 days ago. That is a system in shambles. It should not take private volunteer lawyers to burn the midnight oil to make those facts known, and yet that is what it has taken, and even despite awareness of that fact by the part of the Department of Corrections, there are people sitting behind bars who needed to have been released days ago. What does that say about our criminal justice system in the United States in 2005?